Hey guys, Matt Donald here. I have heard your feedback at last. All of you who have subscribed to the Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. For the last year, you've been like, hey, Matt Donald, you and your little co-hosts have barely talked about pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. Instead, you've talked about whatever other crap you want and flimsily connecting it to paleontology or prehistoric animals in some way. Like, Friends? Because Ross is sometimes a paleontologist? Corpse Bride? Because it's a corpse that comes to life like Jurassic Park? What are you talking about? When are you going to talk about something that actually has dinosaurs in it? Rest assured, listeners, I have heard your feedback loud and clear, and this month we're talking about something that definitely has dinosaurs in it. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness! A T-Rex and a Triceratops appear in the background in one scene where they're traveling through the dimensions for all of a second and a half. You're welcome, listeners. Link is in the description before you can sign up to the Patreon. Thanks for your support! Have a good day! Yeah!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast as mid as the Middle Cretaceous. My name's Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined once more, once again, after about a year, it's Lawrence Mack!
I'm back!
The Overlord of Dinosaurs has returned!
The Overlord has returned!
I'm gonna edit in like a trumpet fanfare here.
Oh, perfect!
Thank you.
Right? All the applause, the cheering in the background.
Yeah, everyone's cheering. A couple of people are crying, sobbing with joy.
They're so happy!
Oh, there are the fireworks!
Yep. The jets flying over.
Oh, there. Yes, the jets flying. Oh, Mr. President, thank you for joining us. I can't do a. What's a Biden voice? Biden's like, thank you so much for joining us here on this. Welcome back, Overlord of Dinosaurs. So that's kind of like older Bill Clinton. I don't know.
Exactly. Just kind of got like squint your face, be like, yeah, man.
I give you my aviator shades.
Yeah, gotta get my shades on.
Oh, yeah.
Talk real low like this.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
Exactly.
Because even the last five presidents have been born in the 1940s, and yet time has continued to be linear.
It just keeps marching on.
Yeah, but yet the next president will be 1940s, until eventually it's the 2040s, and we have a 100-year-old president.
Probably. And Commander will still be here peeing on the plants.
Yep. All right, well, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for joining us.
All right,
everyone get out here. We got a podcast to record.
Does that mean I was born in the 1940s?
Oh, wait, you're Overlord and President are two different titles.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to be President.
Born in the
President 50s. Of the U.S. versus Overlord of Dinosaurs.
Different titles. Got it.
Yeah. Unless were you born in 1940? Damn, you look good.
Well, yeah, I was actually hatched, but just make sure you don't tell that to your customer.
Yeah. And by the 40s, you mean BC 65 million in 40s.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That was it. That's the year. Yep.
Welcome back.
Good old BC 20,040s.
Welcome back. It's been so long. So my dinosaur related question is, where the hell have you been? Explain it.
Well, so picture it.
I'm okay.
Cretaceous period.
Done. Picturing it.
Italy. Sophia was there.
Yes.
And
Sophia. Oh yes, I remember her.
Yeah. Was that Sophia? Yeah, Sophia. She'd just given birth to Dorothy.
Okay, Dorothy. Oh, I've seen Dorothy in the pictures like that you showed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened, huh?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Ah, well, I can see why you were going to be gone for so long then. Oh, my
yeah, God. Exactly.
Sophia gave birth to Dorothy.
you had to miss it. So there was actually a problem with my time machine.
Mm.
I went back to see some of my friends from back when I was hatched.
Oh, yes.
Because they're all fossilized now. It's hard being overlord of a bunch of
I guess, to be fair, rocks. If it's a time machine, for us, it's been like 8 months. For you, it's been like a day.
Well,
you went to your time machine, you went back, and then you came back 8 months later.
Exactly. But there was a glitch, and it didn't bring me back right to when I wanted to.
No, it brought you back 8 or 9 months
yeah,
later.
Like a few months later. So
yeah,
it's really been a day for me. I
yeah,
miss
exactly.
You guys
like,
at all.
I was more pale bites with you yesterday, and you're like,
yeah,
I'd get
exactly.
right back in the swing of things.
Yeah, we had just finished recording our last session. Like,
and then here
I
you
think
are.
It was last week.
Wow. Well, glad we're getting right back in the swing of things.
Yeah,
just,
exactly. Right back at it.
Keep the paleo train locomotive chugging.
Exactly.
Like a velociraptor carcass. It goes choo, 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 choo.
Oh, God. Choo, choo, choo. I can't believe that one hasn't been made on here yet.
I couldn't really fit it in somewhere but
right.
until now, man. But, God, my dad jokes. There's a reason why I'm not ever going to be an actual father, because my dad jokes are already bad. If I was an actual father, I feel like they'd be lethal. They'd kill
yeah,
people.
For real, though. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I already get people groaning so hard, their eyes roll so far back, they just come all the way around full circle.
Oh, so, wow. Oh, that sounds painful for the muscles back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it work, because the joke was that bad, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's been such a long time for you, and so to celebrate, we're going to talk about a creature that has been a long time coming in this show and was discovered a long time ago.
Yeah, me.
But we're also talking about Iguanodon.
Iguanodon?
The iguana tooth. Even though it's not iguana, its teeth aren't really that notable.
Right, yeah. It just had that one horn on its nose or something, didn't
that's,
it?
That's the iguana tooth, the horn on its nose.
Yeah.
It's like a shark where it has teeth all over its skin, but it's just the one.
Right, yeah, exactly. Maybe it was just like a mutated tooth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all the radiation back in the air back then.
Oh, that's true. You know, man,
power
dinosaurs just couldn't stop nuking each other
yeah,
back then.
Exactly.
Read my Megazoic like, books, kids.
They were worse than humans. I can't believe how bad the humans are with
yeah,
that crap.
Yeah. Man, oh my God. Anyway, so. Yeah,
you should have seen the two-headed T-Rex. That was something.
Yeah, of course. All right, so type it's an iguanodontid ornithopod, a group of ornithopods that are cousins of the hadrosaurids or the duckbill dinosaurs.
Wow, that makes sense.
They're not quite duckbills, but they're on their way.
Yeah,
the great uncles of
their toes are just starting to get webbed.
Yeah, that's how it works. They're just starting to swim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they
old
were,
time. Old
they
time.
They were seeing shrinks instead of quacks.
Yeah, yeah. I ever found out recently that you can find out a duck's gender by how it quacks.
Really?
The quack, quack. It's actually more of the females. The males are like, quack, quack. It's like,
interesting. They're like a little bit higher.
Something like that.
Or
I don't know.
Something?
Or maybe the other way around. I don't know.
Here, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways.
Wow.
Ducks are weird and also terrifying if you piss them off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ducks are one thing, but if you ever piss off a goose.
Oh, God. Have you seen the inside of a goose's mouth? They have teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are terrifying little like, things. I was going to say another word, and I realized this is a podcast.
Hey, you can say it. We've got velociraptors at the ready, I remember.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
So if you need to say something naughty, the velociraptors will be sure to screech.
They'll screech me out. Okay, got it. Well, I'm glad that they have such good timing.
Oh, no, they're good. They
yeah,
can
that's
sense
really
it.
Cool.
You know, Spidey senses sensing. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
But they have swear sense, the velociraptors.
Oh,
have.
You know, like Spider-Man, he gets the little hair standing up. Their
like
feathers standing
I sense a swear coming.
Exactly. Wasn't there a scene in, I think it was Jurassic Park 3,
mm-hmm.
the one we all try to forget about?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a scene when the velociraptor's like its feathers like lifted up and like sensed something?
Well, I think yeah, because that was the one where the feathers had like little
yeah,
the little quills
the things
yeah.
on its heads. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Yeah, just
that
like
they the swear words
alert,
coming
alert.
Up. Better hiss.
Hey, velociraptors! Fuck.
See,
they oh, wow,
did
wow,
it.
Wow, good job, guys. Yeah.
Wow, that's so impressive. Sounds like they're right here in the room too.
Yeah.
They're not hungry, are they?
Moving on. So size 33 to 43 feet, slash 10 to 13 meters long, 3 to 4 tons. It was an herbivore. Early Cretaceous, 126 to 122 billion years ago.
Did you know?
Yes.
That all the herbivores in the entire world
yes.
came right here from Colorado.
Oh, because they were just getting the weed?
Yeah, exactly. You got to get their herbs, man. 420.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah. 420 million years ago, we were all...
420 million years. That's, you know, that is about the time the first loaf-finned fish started crawling up.
See?
Yeah.
They were coming up for the cannabis.
For the weed, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Seaweed just wasn't cutting it. Land weed is
you,
what...
You couldn't smoke seaweed
underwater. No, you can't. You got to smoke land weed. So, science, listeners.
Exactly. Truth and facts in this podcast.
As well as Colorado, like all herbivores, the location was England, Belgium, Germany, Spain, and potentially elsewhere in Europe. We actually used to think it lived in North America, but the species that has since been, that specimen has been reassigned to the new genus Dakotodon.
Oh, I did not actually know. That's
interesting. Yeah, so Iguanodon is not North America anymore, except for obviously the population in Colorado with the weed.
But
otherwise, it's not.
That's a slight exception.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not North America at all otherwise. So yeah. That's interesting. Like, I always knew that Iguanodon was in North America and Europe, but nope, just Europe now.
Just Europe. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Subscribed in 1825. Pop culture appearances. Its most high-profile appearance is probably Disney's Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Where an Iguanodon is the main character and has another Iguanodon as a love interest. There's another Iguanodon as a rival. One that's a bully-turned-ally, as well as one that's a scout that exists only to get eaten by the Carnotaurus. And come to think of it, it did have redder scales than the others.
Oh.
It's a red scale.
Yeah. He's just fresh meat.
Yep, fresh meat. Just cannon fodder, teeth fodder.
Right? Oh, Carnotaur bait. Ooh-ha-ha.
As well as that, it's in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World, Walking with Dinosaurs, Chased by Dinosaurs, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Dinosaur Train, and the video games Jurassic Park 3 Park Builder, Zoo Tycoon Dinosaur Digs, Jurassic World Evolution, Jurassic World Dominion, briefly, very briefly. In Jurassic World Evolution, it's swole as hell and is the only ornithopod capable of fighting back against small, medium-sized carnivores.
Really?
It has this great animation when it kills. It uses Spike against the medium-sized herbivores as a finishing move.
Yeah.
For the raptors, it kicks it. It's just like, boom! Just
that's awesome. Nice. So when it loses to a carnivore,
yeah,
does it completely carve out its insides and then get like a nice tux and top hat on and have dinner on the inside of
its body? How did you know? Wow, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
It's also in Jurassic World Alive, Ark Survive Evolved, and also Iguana is one of the three dinosaurs that form the inspiration of the design of Godzilla, the other being Tyrannosaurus and Stegosaurus.
That is an interesting combination.
Yeah.
And so. I can see it now that you mentioned all three of those.
Yeah, so.
Wow. I just assumed they drew up some crazy cool-looking lizard thing.
Nope. It's supposed to be a Godzillasaurus. Remember, that's the species name.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Here it is, the OG. Well, not the OG, that'd be Megalosaurus, but one of the OGs that jumpstart our knowledge and understanding and excitement of the wonderful group of animals known as Dinosauria. This, along with Megalosaurus and Hylaeosaurus, were the original three dinosaurs known to science in the early 1800s, and boy, do they deserve our respect.
Yep.
Up there's the suggests again. There's the, oh god, I have to do so much editing for this podcast.
All of the fanfare for all of those OGs.
Yep. You know, the original three.
As Overlord, I decided on those three. Because they were the only three who were nice to me in high school.
That makes sense.
Like
the original trilogy of dinosaurs, the original Tridge.
Yeah, exactly. We were best bros, and I was finally elected as Overlord, and then obviously afterwards assumed my dictatorship.
Yes, of course, of course. We're all living under your scaly fist.
Yeah, huzzah! all those other dinosaurs got was coming to them, but. But these three, they had to be honored, and I felt that was a good
So, first discovered by English geologist and paleontologist Gideon Mantell in 1825, Iguanodon has gone through many different iterations, like many versions, like what they had to patch as they went on.
Yeah.
The most famous old-time version is the one with the big fat lizard with a nose horn.
Yep.
That's its trademark iguana tooth, I guess.
Iguana tooth.
Can you imagine having a tooth?
Because that makes sense. They call it iguana tooth.
Well,
you
know, like those
horn.
Gross. You know those pigs in like Africa that have the ingrown teeth that curl out of their jaw.
Oh yeah.
What if it's like that? There's just one buck tooth. It goes through its jaw, like up its nose.
Yeah. It just keeps going out, or maybe it was on its horn and it just like curled up. so much that it just would, like, you know, drive into its skull after a while. And then eventually evolution got it right and made Triceratops. It was like, we're not going with curved horns anymore. This is a failure.
That's how evolution works.
Exactly. Yeah.
No just, curved horns. Elephant tusks
like,
don't
back
count.
Back to the drawing board.
All right. So, so since this nose horn depiction thingamajig, much more has been learned about what this animal iguana actually was, including them moving the spikes to the thumbs as opposed to the nose. If I could, only I could move my nose to my fingers. Like I could smell things like an ant.
Well, I mean, that's what you do to little kids. You take their noses. You just go, where's your nose?
Well, that's
right
true.
And
that's what we
course,
did the Megalodon.
Because this is not a visual podcast, it's probably a very difficult thing to for people to visualize.
What are you talking about? I got your nose right here.
Oh, well, there it is. There it goes.
You can't smell ever again.
Oh, no. It's high school all over again. Dark T-Rex would take my nose every Friday.
I have to keep getting a new nose.
Exactly.
Like the original Arthur book. Remember Arthur's new nose?
Oh, yeah.
That's a throwback. Yeah, oh, my God.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that in ages.
Back when Arthur actually looked like an aardvark.
Yeah.
Anyways. So. Iguana was a part of a group of animals called, creative enough, the Iguanodontids, a somewhat controversial group of animals that includes a bunch of ornithischians that aren't quite hadrosaurs and might all be unrelated. Like, you know, Dryosaurus, the little Jurassic herbivore?
Yeah.
At first, we thought it was a Hypsilophodontid, but then we thought it was a primitive Iguanodontid, and now we don't even think it was that anymore. Plus, the term Hypsilophodontid is outdated now, as all the different creatures we thought were those, like Hypsilophodon, Orodromius, Lineosaura, they're actually all unrelated.
Really?
They just look similar. So, wow. And what is the meaning of existence anymore?
What does life mean?
We're all going to die. Wait for my existential rants here. Just because there's all these Ornithischian dinosaurs are no longer related, it's just as life-ruining as the notion that either all the protons are going to decay and there's going to be an empty universe, or all the stars are going to be formed baryonic and become iron stars for eternity.
Or the other option,
yes,
is we find out that the answer to the ultimate question is, in fact, 24 and not 42.
That makes so much sense.
I know.
No, the answer to the ultimate question was 42. They just forgot the O afterwards. So it's 420.
It's 420. We knew it. We solved it.
Yeah.
That's why all life began here in Colorado.
So.
Yep.
The answer to the universe is 420.
we ought to get Snoop Dogg on the phone. I think.
Oh,
he's
God.
Been automatic.
Douglas Adams, you were so close, but not quite. You just need to add a zero.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess you do add a zero when you.
Yeah, the computer was like, oh, there's no need for this extra zero at the end. So she was like, it's just 42.
Yeah.
Didn't realize the full meaning of 420. Is this a computer?
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't
that
know.
Kind of stuff.
It doesn't know. Give it a. It's only meant to calculate everything. Give
exactly.
it a break.
Exactly. But can it calculate the awesomeness of the joint?
Speaking of awesomeness, we've got all that about the Ornithischians and Ornithopods. Now we have that all thoroughly unestablished. What exactly differentiates an Iguanodon from a Hadrosaur? Well, for one thing, it's freaking ripped. If you're looking at the front limbs of an Iguanodon versus a duck-billed dinosaur, you ever seen this? Yeah. Someone pointed out this to me. Iguanodons have freaking bulky-ass arms that, like, Edmontosaurus is just all dainty and, like, horse-like. Iguanodon was swole.
Right?
Had a big-ass pair of punchers that could just take on most predators with ease.
Gosh, that's crazy to think about, like, strong its arms must have been.
And these are just the bones. We don't know the muscles.
Right?
But, and who knows, maybe the Edmontosaurus were jacked, too, but it's just the bones.
Right, yeah,
strong.
We just don't know.
Ooh, maybe the Edmontosaurus were actually more jacked, and the muscles were constricting the bones so much.
Oh, that's it.
Because, like, in Belar, the Edmontosaurus in my Megazoic books, I always pictured him as, like, having those Iguanodon arms, because there's some times where he doesn't have his gun that I use to show how freaking strong he is, to show that Edmontosaurus could also be a badass, even though
right?
it's never depicted as one, usually.
I know it's been several million years, but to be fair, I'm pretty sure that Edmontosaurus was actually the captain of the wrestling team.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
I thought Iguanodon was, like, on the basketball team or something, but, you know, then obviously every time they toss him the ball, it just pop it. So.
Right, right. Well, I know that there's air sources on that team, too, but he got cut out because scratching is cheating, and it couldn't help but scratch.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Couldn't help but doing it.
All right. So, as well as another depiction, another thing that's different about Iguanosaurus. What's wrong with me? You're a bad influence.
Oh,
you know
I know
that?
I am. This is fun.
Oh, man. Oh, actually, it's really funny. I was listening to the last episode we did, like literally the last episode. That was actually the one where I fake got angry at you.
This
is your last episode, dude. And then it actually ended up being your last episode. Fans were so concerned, I'm sure.
They were so concerned. I was really just in my time machine. I don't know what the...
Yeah, I didn't mean it to actually seem like I actually kicked him out.
Yeah.
He hasn't been that bad yet.
Right?
Yet.
Maybe it was really actually you tampered with the time machine so I would come back late.
Exactly.
Ah, I see. Pieces are falling together.
Yeah, yeah. It's all a big conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. So.
You went out of here behind it after all.
It was Matthew all along.
All along.
Oh, man. So, in terms of Iguanodon itself, in terms of what makes Iguanodon different from duckbills, it's nice and obvious, they don't have duckbills. They have more like horse jaws.
So what do they pay with?
What do they pay with?
Yeah.
Horse bills rather than duck bills?
Oh, okay.
Or
horse bills.
Hooves.
Horse hooves?
I don't know. Manes?
Something like that?
I don't know. Bank, just a bank account.
Right? Well,
I'm trying to think of a horse pun with regards to money, but I can't.
I know, it's not quite
even though
out
people
as well
bet on racehorses all the time. I can't think of it.
Right?
So, I don't know.
We lose all the money at the horse track, but we never lose duck bills at the horse track.
No.
So.
Oh, can you imagine a duck race with them waddling to the finish line? It's like, I got my money on Mr. Quacker here.
Right. You see a brontosaurus pop in with a monocle on its eye and the top hat. Be like, I want to put 5,000 duckbills on the Iguanodon.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, Iguanodon's a duckbill dinosaur, so you have to take that down to the bank. You have to make sure to exchange that for the horse hooves. And that's about where it ends.
Well, I mean, horseshoe crabs have been around forever. Maybe we could put that in there
somewhere. Oh, yeah. See, you just gather them up in your pocket. And like change, like coins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got duckbills and horseshoe crab coins.
What is this podcast?
I have no idea.
Okay, so, anyways. All right, so the Iguanodontids, though, were hugely successful, with many different species populating every continent from the Americas to Asia to Australia and Africa, and even Antarctica had a few.
Wow.
In terms of Iguanodon itself, though, it lived only in Europe, with many other species previously assigned to this genus now have been separated into their own genera after intensive study. So. Yes.
That Iguanodon that was originally made with the horn on it, that they said it was a horn,
Actually,
that they had that dinner inside of. Was that it? I thought that was in the States. Was that in England?
No, it wasn't England.
It wasn't England. Okay. I was going to ask. Because,
like, that whole park where they're in, like, is in England, the Crystal Park or whatever.
Okay. I don't know why I kept always thinking it was America, because, you know,
it was probably
who thinks
with
about
like
eating inside the carcass of a long dead animal?
Yeah.
Americans.
Yeah. I mean, that is an American thing to have the dinner in the thing. I don't know if I.
Right.
Oh, man.
I was like, if it wasn't Europe, then obviously it wouldn't be an Iguanodon anymore. So, but
they had dinner
at
the Dakotadon. It wasn't a dinner then, it was a barbecue.
It was a barbecue.
It wasn't a fancy dinner with fancy British food. Well, more tea and crumpets, please.
Gotta get my sweet T Rex.
This kidney pie is quite delicious. It's a strong meal, whatever they say, for their terrible food over there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this dinosaur can
it's an honest meal for an honest man and his honest work.
Exactly.
England is miserable. I know people love England, but it's a miserable country. It's always cloudy and gross.
It's like, all the rain.
There's rain. It stinks.
On all their food.
The Thames is basically sewage.
Yeah. Exactly. They've had killers in their sewage.
The reason why they went to conquer the rest of the world is because they were so adamant to get the hell out of England. Like, there's a reason the Jamaicans were fine in Jamaica. Like, we have a great here. Why do we want to conquer the world?
Right, exactly. They don't want to move on from their island. But
no, the British were like, get me the hell anywhere else but this place.
Exactly. They're like, we can't move our island, so we're just going to invade you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Iguanodon would be good for that invasion, because who would stop an Iguanodon? Certainly not a Monosaurus.
Right, exactly.
Or poor Tenontosaurus. You know Tenontosaurus?
Tenontosaurus.
It's cannon fodder, the dinosaur. You know, like, whenever you see an artwork of Deinonychus, like, all in a pack, they're always ripping up a poor Tenontosaurus. Like, whenever I do an episode of Tenontosaurus, I'm just going to be like, oh, this poor guy. It's right. always depicted as just meat for the for target practice for
it's
a pack of Tenontosaurus. Man. Iguana wouldn't let them do that. Stand up for yourself, Tenontosaurus.
Exactly. Poke too many holes in him.
all right, so let's rate Iguanodon one out of 65 million, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, one out of 65 million. Yeah. Nice. Oh,
I'm gonna rate like.
I mean, one of the OGs.
Yeah, I'm gonna rate 61 million. I think.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking pretty high too. I'll go 60 million.
It's like a good jack of all trades dinosaur.
Exactly.
Like it's like
buff. It's swole.
It's fast, but not too fast.
It stood up for me against the bullies in
high
school.
Yeah, that's true. Slashed with its thumb.
Exactly.
It gets along with lemurs well, based on that movie.
Exactly. No, I just picture him, you know, stabbing things in the neck, kind of like a Vulcan neck pinch thing.
Yeah, well, that's what does in Jurassic World Evolution. the most brutal animation though is when a Triceratops does that to the neck of like a Ceratosaurus.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
He gets stabbed by one of those things for sure.
No, absolutely. At least hopefully be quick.
Hey, you'd hope so.
Oh man.
I probably mentioned it on here before. I don't know why I just
were you stabbed in the neck once? Is that what happened? Nothing, go on.
one of the games I used to play is the Carnivores
yes,
game.
You have mentioned that on the show.
Yeah, where the
Chasmosaurus. Yeah, the Chasmosaurus, yeah.
Would, like, eat you.
The Carnivorous Chasmosaurus.
Yeah, Carnivorous Chasmosaurus.
I mean, hey, we don't know everything about dinosaurs. All right, so 61 million. What about you? What did you rate? Or did you rate
everything? It says 60 million.
Okay, yep. Cool. Yep. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you like the whole show, contact me at mattd@matthewdonCreator.com. For additional questions to any of the co-hosts, you can follow me on social media at mattdoncreator on Facebook, mattdon64 on Twitter, and mattdon64 everywhere else, including Instagram and TikTok. I have fallen under the TikTok wagon. I remember last time you said you guys were obsessed with TikTok. I'm in. I'm all in.
Wow. I must have been gone for a long time.
Yeah, I love TikTok now.
Wow. I'm surprised I was able to catch on to that myself. I mean, I went away. There was no TikTok. I came back. And even you're on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok now. It's great. Yeah. There's a lot of great, you know, content. There's like science stuff. I see dinosaur stuff. I see movie stuff. A lot of politics stuff. That's the stuff I follow. And, of course, the thirst traps.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Which my girlfriend and I sometimes watch together because she's bi.
Nice.
So she's pan, actually. So she'll...
That's my wife. My wife's pan, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
it's actually one of the most romantic things.
Is.
One of the most romantic things my girlfriend ever said to me. I asked her, like, would you choose me in a room full of hot guys? And she was like, babe, I choose you in a room full of hot girls.
That's like, so sweet.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't deserve you.
My wife always makes fun of, I don't know if she's making fun of me or herself, but she's always talking, well, she's always sees these memes and things about how, you know, here she is, just some random white chick, you know, with some random white boy and this, very heterosexual, monogamous relationship, and meanwhile, I'm the only guy she'd ever marry. You know, if something ever happened to me, she'd go full on the other way.
I mean, hey, you know, women are objectively better than men in pretty much every way, so I get it. Man, anyways.
Exactly.
All right, so that's where you can contact me. I'm getting more to where I say where can they contact the other hosts, but you... You are hard to contact.
I am hard to contact.
Like, there are times when, like, there are times where it's been a while, and if you do not want to be contacted, you will disappear off the face of the fucking earth.
Well, that's like, because I'm not here in this time zone.
That must be it, because I remember there was a time, I think, where co-host, friend of the show, Matt Seivert, and I wanted to hang out with you, and forget, and you didn't answer, to answer your phone, to answer your Facebook. We actually went to your house because we knew you'd be okay with it and knocked at the door. You did not answer then either. You were just gone. Like, you.
I remember that. I think that something like the security cameras pop up later or something. I don't remember what was going on.
I don't know, but when you put your mind to it, you were just gone.
Yep.
You contact us when you choose.
Yeah,
and when you don't choose,
I'm
no
like,
hope you ever get into
I'm like Aragorn. You know, I can disappear entirely if I wish not to be seen.
That's
or no, I cannot be seen if I choose.
But to disappear,
entirely
that's
a rare gift. I have that rare gift. Do I have the One Ring? That's how I became Overlord of the Dinosaurs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot about that. It's been so long. Where'd that thing go? Gollum?
You mean this?
Oh, no!
Give it to me, and then we fight.
Bite your finger off.
Oh, man. Anyways. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. There is an Iguanodon in it, very briefly, in the opening chapter. He gets intimidated by Onra, the bounty hunter, Dromaeosaurus. And the sort of subversion of the scene where the bounty hunter talks to their employer about their next job in the hidden part of the office. Her employer is, like, out on another mission, so this Iguanodon is the replacement, is the temp. And so she's like, all right, I guess I'll work with this with you. And then Honor ends up controlling the whole situation. It's a great scene. It's the first chapter. You should go read it, listeners.
So, nice.
Anyways, that's it for this week. Save the very episode of Paleobites.
Rawr,
One ring to rule them all.
Damn.
Overlord of Dinosaurs!